You're listening to the audio production of the Lucado Inspirational Reader, Hope and Encouragement for Your Everyday Life by Max Lucado, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Wayne Shepherd.
The Bible, A Mine to be Quarried. On a trip to the United Kingdom, our family visited a castle. In the center of the garden sat a maze, row after row of shoulder-high hedges, leading to one dead end after another. Successfully navigate the labyrinth and discover the door to a tall tower in the center of the garden. Were you to look at our family pictures of the trip, you'd see four of our five family members standing on the top of the tower. Someone is still on the ground. Guess who? I was stuck in the foliage. I just couldn't figure out which way to go. Ah, but then I heard a voice from above. Hey, Dad! I looked up to see Sarah peering through the turret at the top. You're going the wrong way, she explained. Back up and turn right. Do you think I trusted her? I didn't have to. I could have trusted my own instincts, consulted other confused tourists, sat and pouted and wondered why God would let this happen to me. But do you know what I did? I listened. Her vantage point was better than mine. She was above the maze. She could see what I couldn't. Don't you think we should do the same with God? God is higher than the heavens, Job 22, verse 12. The Lord is high above all nations, Psalm 113, verse 4. Can he not see what eludes us? Doesn't he want to get us out and bring us home? Then we should do what Jesus did. Rely on Scripture. Doubt your doubts before you doubt your beliefs. Jesus told Satan, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God," Matthew 4, verse 4. The verb proceeds is literally pouring out. Its tense suggests that God is constantly and aggressively communicating with the world through His Word. God is speaking still. From Next Door Savior. If we are to be just like Jesus, we must have a regular time of talking to God and listening to His Word. From Just Like Jesus. Trust God's Word. Don't trust your emotions. Don't trust your opinions. Don't even trust your friends. In the wilderness, heed only the voice of God. Again, Jesus is our model. Remember how Satan teased him? If you are the Son of God, Luke 4, verses 3 and 9. Why would Satan say this? Because he knew what Christ had heard at the baptism. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, Matthew 3, verse 17. Are you really God's Son? Satan is asking. Then comes the dare. Prove it. Prove it by doing something. Tell this stone to become bread.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?